Now, our next guest has sold over 1 million copies of his Board of Lunch series of books. His latest one is his second one on slow cookers. Nathan Anthony, good afternoon.
Hello, how's it going?
Good to talk to you.
Yeah,
we spoke
good to
you.
Be back.
Yeah, I was going to say that. So I was just telling our listeners at the beginning of the show, Nathan, that although you sort of catapulted to fame with a book on air fryers, that the slow cooker was your first love.
It was, yeah. It was handy for me at university when I was studying. I just threw stuff into a slow cooker and I went to my lectures and went about my day. And it just kind of stuck whenever I went into my graduate job, just using a slow cooker, and then started uploading online. And fast forward now, nearly 2 million books.
Right.
So yeah, it's everyone loves the slow cooker. It's just, I think you just feel like you're ahead of everything when you have your slow cooker on, like your meals are done. You just feel a bit smug if you're organized and your dinner's already ready for you coming home from work. So yeah, I think everybody loves them.
And it's the elder statesman compared to the air fryer, who's the new kid on the block.
It is, yeah. And you know, people, I think slow cookers have had a big resurgence. You know, it was always kind of seen. People said, oh, their granny used it, and it was a granny's gadget. But it has really, really changed. You know, there's a younger demographic are using it now as well. You know, young professionals or busy families. And I know even, you know, as well, you know, pensioners that would use the cookbooks, you know, if they're very energy efficient, you know, they save a lot of time and money. So if you want to reduce your energy bills, you can plug a slow cooker in and do your meals.
Now, I've never used a slow cooker in my life.
What?
No. My mother would have used a pressure cooker. They're different things, aren't they?
Yeah. A pressure cooker, you can cook a chicken in like 20 minutes.
Right.
Whereas a slow cooker, it's going to take obviously a lot longer. But it doesn't really need supervised. And I think with pressure cookers, I think a lot of people are afraid of them. They're afraid of them blowing up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I do use the pressure cooker, but I think in the main, most people would use a slow cooker.
So a slow cooker is the thing you plug in?
You plug in,
yes.
And it's a really low temperature. You can put your food in, go about your day, go to work. You could go do your radio slots, come back, and then dinner's done. You know, like, you cannot get any easier than that.
No. So you're cooking stuff over hours.
Over hours, and they run on a light bulb's energy as well. So they're a very energy efficient gadget. You don't need any oil because the pot is non-stick as well. And a lot of people, we would use them as like a one pot. You can cook your pasta in it as well. You can add your rice if you're doing like a lovely curry or a biryani. You can add in your rice and cook that in it as well. So,
right.
Yeah.
So how many hours are we talking for your typical slow cooker meal?
Well, it depends really. You've different options and different settings on them. You could put it on in the morning on high for 4 hours. If you want to do it on low, you can do it on low for 8 hours. So if you're working from home, you can turn it on at lunchtime and your dinner will be ready when you want it.
Yeah.
If you do it all day for about 7 or 8 hours, put it on low, you come back and your dinner's sorted. I think, yeah, I can't believe you've never used one. I'm genuinely shocked.
No, because
everyone has one.
No, because I we don't have one, and I do a lot of cooking. It's something I've never used. I'm looking at some of your, we got a PDF of your book. So I picked out some ones that caught my eye because it's soup season now. So you have a lot of soups, and the slow cooker's perfect for soups.
It is, yeah. You know, just throw everything in. You know, one of the favorite recipes that I have in the new book. The new book, this is my fifth book.
Right.
And I wanted to write a cookbook that will be really transformative and save people so much time and money. So I wanted to do a six ingredient slow cooker book. So
six ingredients, right.
Six ingredient slow cooker. So you only put six things into your slow cooker. Like it cannot get any easier. So the treats on butter bean soup is lovely. You know, you can add in butter beans, but you can use whatever beans you like, really. Bit of spinach, tomato puree, and treats. So I think what I've tried to do with the recipes is use ingredients that are very powerful and do a lot of heavy lifting, so you don't need to use a whole pile of ingredients. There's nothing as bad as buying a recipe book and you open one of the recipes and there's like 40 ingredients.
Yes,
and
I don't
have half of those. So
I don't have any fenugreek. And then you're on your phone going, substitute for fenugreek. And they go, something else that you don't have. And then you
exactly.
Substitute for that. And 10 minutes later, you might end up cumin or something. But I'm just looking. One onion finely diced, two garlic cloves, 200 grams of chorizo, one tablespoon tomato puree, tins of butter beans, that's two, and baby spinach leaves. So there are your six ingredients. ingredients. And then seasoning and obviously anything that they're included as well, that they're not included in the six ingredients.
Yeah, salt and pepper and water. Do you know, if you add water, they're never considered an ingredient in a cookbook, salt and pepper, because everybody will have salt and pepper.
And will you explain something to me, how it works? Because normally when you do a dish or you're making a soup, like you would put the onions in first, for example, and then they become soft after about 15 minutes. And then you slowly add the ingredients. The ones that need less cooking are in last. So how does all that work then if everything's going in at the same time?
It's kind of the reverse of a pressure cooker. You know, if you were doing it in a pressure cooker, it would just cook everything at once at the same time. So you don't need to then add it in steps. So the slow cooker is just the reverse of that. You just add it in and it cooks over a long period of time. And the reason why you don't need to do those steps is because it's cooking over such a long period of time, the flavors are so much more, I find the flavors are much more powerful because they've been cooking over 7 or 8 hours, rather than you just quickly rustling it together on a pan. The flavors don't have an awful lot of time to release, whereas in a slow cooker, they've been basically marinating and cooking for 7 or 8 hours in a really cost-effective gadget. So,
listen, I should have said at the outset there, but thank you very much, because my wife has been using your recipe for Marry Me Chicken, because it's in one of your other books as well, isn't it?
It is.
And it's delicious. So thank you very much. Many's a lovely evening meal I've had because of you. So thanks for that. But you have a slow cooker version of it in this book.
There's a slow cooker version of that, and I think Marry Me Chicken is this. It's a viral trend that's, it was originally around saying, if you want to propose or you want to get someone to marry you, this is the recipe that you need to make them. Obviously, you don't need to do that. You maybe could have cooked it maybe years and years ago. It's lovely. It has sun-dried tomatoes in it, a bit of Italian herbs and cream and Cajun seasoning, which is really, really powerful. It's a combination of spices and Cajun seasoning. So it's just a really easy dinner, I think, to impress someone. Yeah. If the listeners are planning on proposing, maybe that might be the recipe that you might want to make.
Well, there you go. Like, I suppose the next big commercial event is Valentine's Day, isn't it, in 6 weeks' time? So if you're preparing there, Marry Me Chicken Made Easy, that might be the thing. And that could be it. What is, when she says, or he says, or they say, what is that? And you go, it's Marry Me Chicken.
Will you marry me?
There you go.
But buy the new board lunch book first before you marry me.
They have to buy the book. What's your favourite recipe from your book?
One of my favourite recipe from the book is, there's a lovely recipe. It's lamb with balsamic vinegar. So again, six ingredients. You basically use a lamb shoulder or lamb leg, and we use kind of ingredients that are powerful and kind of do heavy lifting as well. You make a lovely balsamic gravy reduction. You reduce the balsamic down, a bit of lamb or chicken stock. You've rosemary in there, red onion, garlic and lamb. And you would be genuinely blown away what comes out when you use those six ingredients. It is genuinely incredible. We had a book launch in London, and it was one of the dishes that we cooked for the book launch. And there was so many people come along. You know, with celebrities and journalists and people that I work with in TV, and they're like, I cannot believe this lamb's been made with
slow cooker.
So,
Board of Lunch, Six Ingredients, Slow Cookers, the new book from Nathan Anthony, who we're speaking to at the moment. Pauline says, have dinner in the slow cooker as I listen to your show, chicken and butter bean stew cooking as we speak. And there's a smiley face there, sort of a little gloaty face, I'd call it, a gloaty emoji, which is nice. Slow cooker, a joint of bacon is so good in the slow cooker and so easy. Just put it in and cook for 8 hours. Great way to do cheaper cuts of meat. You're missing out by not having one, says Ashling. I think this is a new chapter in my cooking life today. I've the stew on since morning and had a cup of it with my lunch and potatoes ready to go. Definitely a smugness with a slow cooker. Great for a busy family.
Definitely. It's just a great way to be organised, save you money and time as well.
So, can I ask you if you have any insider knowledge? Because you were there along with the Daily Dish at the beginning of the air fryer thing, which is not a fad, it's here for good. Is there anything else we should be looking out for, any other domestic appliances that are going to make our cooking life easier?
I do actually think, as you said, you know, pressure cookers are having
are
a
they?
Bit of a
right.
growth at the
okay.
moment. People are using them more. I think, you know, as I said, people are slightly afraid of them at times, but you have an awful lot of appliances now that are like a 14-in-1. You know, you have a steamer, you have a bread
yes,
machine, you
yeah,
have a
yes.
pressure cooker, you have an air fryer. There is some gadgets out there
okay.
that do so many.
Right.
But as you said, air fryers is here to stay.
It's here to stay. Board of Lunch, it's the fifth book, Board of Lunch, Six Ingredients, Slow Cooker. Nathan Anthony, thank you very much. Lovely talking to you.
Much.
Thank you. Bye now. Cormac's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.